The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Just 2 days away from the Final Four, big Saturday night. Is your bracket busted? Are you still in this? Let's talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My bracket is definitely busted. Oh. I am dead last in the office pool.
I feel really bad for you because you're an NBA DJ, and I think the sports guy, too, from sports radio, he's right above me.
How did you end up, man?
I'm 17th.
So we're all bottom of the barrel here.
No, we're not. Don't put me in your category, bud. You're in that lower
Automatic,
tier.
Automatic, you're dead last. Yeah.
Like, not even close to anyone.
There's like a 20-point gap between you and everybody else.
Our producer, Jesse Watt, she picked the brackets by the color of uniform. She's like top five, you know?
As she fist pumps at me.
And I know Automatic wants me to go to a watch party, so we're going to go.
We're going to go to the downtown one, the big one.
Well, no, my friend is having one, and so we're going to go to her house party.
Why? We're not going to the downtown one?
No, that's fine. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know producer Chewy wants to go there. No, we're going to go to a house party, but she's having kind of a meltdown because her sister wants to bring her kids, and she doesn't want any kids there.
Oh, come on.
No, there's going to be a lot of drinking and a lot of wilding out there. There's going to be a lot going down. So she's like,
to watch a game?
But she feels like her niece and nephew, she's like, if she brings my niece and nephew, I'm going to end up babysitting because her sister will just feel like she's comfortable there because she always watches the kids for her.
Oh, well, she sounds like an alcoholic.
No, she's not an alcoholic.
Well, no, if she comes
Anthony
with the preconceived notion that, like, okay, she's going to come to my party and I'm going to end up watching her kids, then that sounds like a red flag.
No, she
sure.
just says because she always babysits, she's like, I want to have fun. I don't want any kids here at this party. Plus, why are you taking kids to a wild party like that?
That's not a wild party. It's watching a basketball game. That's not a wild party.
There's going to be shots. She's doing it old school. Automatic, she's making Jello shots. Okay, we're taking it back.
I was the kid at the party growing up. I'm fine.
I don't know that you're
I was the kid that was asleep on the couch at the party. That was me.
No, I will say I've been to a party or two. My mom would take me to a party or two, but my grandmother would show up and pick me up. No matter where I was, my nana would show up and pick me up because she wanted me exposed. You know, exposed to that kind of thing.
Okay, so then where do you lie with this situation?
I don't think it's a good idea that she brings her kids. You know what ends up happening? The mom's going to be having fun and I'm going to feel responsible. I'm that person. I will end up watching these children and I won't even have a good time. You ever been somewhere where somebody's having a great time and it's not you? That will be me. That will be me. Because the parent isn't watching the kids. It happens to me at restaurants for some reason, random children. Always come sit next to me. Their parents are having a great time.
Because if I was to go to a party and somebody brought their kids, and I don't care.
I don't even pay attention to them.
Well, of course you don't, Automatic, because
they're
not
my kids.
You guys were letting your little brother drink at parties.
Oh, but
come on. That's why you don't care.
He's a fully functional adult, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think she should bring the kids. If her sister says no, it's a no. It's her house.
It is.
It's her rules.
All right.
Now, the kids will probably end up there, though, this Saturday. And I'm going to end up watching them, but that'll be okay. I'm down. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, this is a staple amongst the show. We're going to travel to Mexico in the 1930s. Well, actually, way before then, 1800s, when the burrito was first made its appearance on the scene.
You mean the burrito hasn't been around since the beginning of time?
The term burrito first appeared in the 1800s, meaning little donkey.
It was a burro because they were traveling for war. They were fighting to win their independence from Spain. They were trying to figure out how to carry their food. It was corn tortilla initially. They would put all the meat and stuff inside the corn tortilla so the soldiers could take them. And they had the burros, the donkeys, packed with all the food. And that's where the name burrito came from.
And then in the 1950s, when the microwave took off, the frozen burrito really made an impact here, therefore opening
Disgusting.
The doors for Taco Bell.
But microwave burritos, no. Let's pretend we have homemade tortillas in front of us, okay? Fresh off the comal. What you stuff in your burrito with, DJ Automatic?
Egg, cheese, potato, and a little bit of bacon.
My mouth is watering. Anthony A., what are you stuffing your tortilla with?
Just good old bean and cheese.
Okay.
Classic.
Plain old bean and cheese.
Fundamental burrito right there.
I know what's happening later. Don't be going home with Anthony A. that night.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, I know it's not only us. You're friends with somebody who doesn't like another one of your friends.
Mm.
Such a difficult situation. Sometimes it's even family.
Yeah, I have, my brothers have guys that we were mutual friends with that they're not friends with anymore, and it put me in an awkward space.
Because you're still friends with them, right, DJ Automatic?
No, I mean, I always have my brother's back, no matter what.
Of course, of course.
But I can't just hate somebody because they have a disagreement over something that I don't even know if it's true or not. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. And I believe it, but they don't really, none of them really knew what was going on, so
sounds like high school.
It wasn't high school. It definitely was more serious stuff than that.
But guys, I think oftentimes can push past it, because if it's not going to end in some type of squabble, and I'm not promoting that, but like, yo, bro, what are we doing here arguing with going back and forth? Same thing with my friends. I'm like, my friends, my group of friends who don't like each other, I think like, this ain't real beef. Like, y'all ain't really going to fight.
Anthony, we're not promoting violence.
I'm not promoting violence, but what are we doing? What are we doing?
Why are you mad at so-and-so because of so-and-so,
like, let's throw some gloves. Like, toss up some gloves and get in the ring. Let's settle this.
This is what I said. I said, if you really got that big a problem with it, go kick his ass.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
And guess what? 5 years later, everyone's friends again.
There it is, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't be beefing, though, that much, because everyone got kids, families, wives now. You can't be doing that stuff, dog.
We shouldn't be acting like we are in high school. All right, so line two, Ale, are you friends with friends who don't like each other?
I have two girlfriends from the Bay.
Uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, girl beefing over some stupid, okay?
Gosh, ladies, what are we really doing here? Gosh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If one of them did the other really dirty, that might be a little different, but it's not enough for me to stop being friends with anybody.
How do you juggle being friends with each?
I just stay out of it. If one of them starts talking smack about the other, it's like, hey, I don't want to hear it personally, because I still love the other person.
Stand on it.
What did she do? Because you got to let us know what happened.
You guys are gonna die.
What'd she do?
I'm telling you guys, this is how petty it is. So I'm gonna say friend B, I think she's just getting sick and tired of friend A.
Why?
That I don't know why. And friend A made a comment about her looking like a tank, like getting built.
Good Lord, we talking about weight now, ladies? Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah, dude. Ah, when a roasting session goes too far with homies, that's always funny.
Yeah, but
the roasting doesn't, that's not a man thing.
Come on.
Most men don't get too hurt about those kind of things.
It could happen, though, but if you call a woman a tank,
yeah,
that's pretty
assaulting. Those are fighting words. Yeah. Call me a tank, at least not to my face. Jeez. Okay, so I have a question for you, because I think this is even more important. How do you handle posting them on social media? Does the other one say, oh, why are you with the tank? Like, what are you doing?
So friend A was like, friend B got so upset over something so stupid, and I just tell her, I'm like, same thing, like, I love you guys both. If I post her or you or whatever, just know it's 50-50. There's no competition. There's no, like, picking one over the other.
Well, you know, it'd be bad if friend B put up a little picture of an army tank underneath emoji.
Oh, nice,
I'd be like, it would be fighting, girl. Why are you laughing, friend C? Why friend C over here laughing?
Dana, how about you? What do you do when you have a friend that doesn't like a friend?
I don't have any friends. That's how I keep it, okay? That's how I keep from this drama. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This blew my mind. Automatic Anthony A., a mystery egg has been found on Mars.
Oh my God, you know how expensive.
On Mars!
You know how expensive those eggs are gonna be? Oh my God.
That's a $1 billion egg.
Oh my God, this is how bad the egg problem is now? We're going to Mars?
The most expensive omelet of all time.
Jeez, I thought it was crazy when I walked into Trader Joe's for the first time. Now I gotta, what?
No,
this is
it's
insane.
Not Martian eggs. We're talking aliens. We're talking the possibility of life on another planet. It looks like insects. I want you to go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. We'll post it in the story. The Perseverance rover stumbled along it at the rim of a crater. NASA, they thought it was weird. They thought it was because it doesn't look like anything like
it. Looks like
it.
A cluster of insect eggs.
Yes, and remember when we interviewed Giorgio from Ancient Aliens?
Yeah.
And he talked specifically about how life forms have been visiting this part of the universe for a very long time. And that's why when you look at hieroglyphics in this part of the world or in Egypt or wherever, it all looks the same because it comes from life from somewhere else. Just listen to part of our conversation with him.
The aliens, whoever they were back in the day, who, you know, taught us the basics of mathematics, engineering, agriculture, medicine, you know, all the good stuff. Those guys, maybe the big crew, they left, but somebody was left behind, a small skeleton crew. And that is why we have the Watchers. Throughout history, we have this term in all ancient cultures about the so-called Watchers.
Yeah, how are all these people from hundreds, thousands of years ago all going to talk about the same thing? There were no cell phones. There was no satellite. He believes life from another universe has been coming and kind of given us information. You know, how did we just all of a sudden know how to build pyramids? This part of the world didn't even have wheels.
Yeah, right.
How we build these giant pyramids, largest pyramid in the world, is in Mexico.
And we're tying this all back to an insect cluster?
Yes!
Of eggs, yeah, because yes. It's like really answers the age-old question, like the chicken or the egg, which came first.
And is there life somewhere else? This would prove, without a doubt, that there is life beyond Earth. I think we think highly of ourselves if we don't believe there's more out there than just us here. This is it? Really?
If you kind of think about it, though, like eggs on Mars sounds like a dating app for chicks who froze their eggs.
I'm over 35, yeah. But I can still have a baby.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Turn your radio up. It's time to rate the rom-com.
Woo! Hey!
Yes, yes. Here we go. Okay. So I realize that some guys out there don't like when a woman controls the remote and it's time to stream. But trust me, she'll pay you back if you sit through the rom-com. Here are some of my favorites. I would like DJ Automatic and Anthony A. to rate the rom-com. Starting with number one, let's talk about Clueless. A timeless classic from the 90s, which taught us that money can indeed buy happiness. Now take a listen to one of the excerpts from that movie.
Then suddenly... Oh my God. I love Josh.
Alicia Silverstone as Cher, Paul Rudd as Josh. In fact, if Paul Rudd is in the movie, it is a great rom-com from This Is 40.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites. What's another Paul Rudd movie?
Knocked Up, which is my favorite.
Oh, DJ Automatic, that's a great
one. Along with Seth Rogen. Yeah, one of the greatest.
Seth Rogen went on a gnarly little run during that time, too.
He really did.
Knocked Up, Super Bad. That was like a nasty run that they had.
Shout out Judd Apatow.
Yes.
Yeah, for that one, too. Okay, Clueless. Rate it 1 to 5. DJ Automatic, Anthony A.
Oh, that's a 5.
Coming in next, let's talk about The Wedding Singer.
Oh.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
You're late.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it. I don't ever want to marry you.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
Sad. That's the moment that his ex-fiance, Linda, approaches him the day after she stood him up at the wedding. And later he performs a song that he wrote for Linda to Julia, played by Drew Barrymore. And I love this song. You get dumped, you feel really bad. Adam Sandler put it in a funny song. All right. My favorite rom-com movie that I can never go wrong with when I want to laugh and cry at the same time.
Who wants to laugh and cry?
Me. Me. Goes to The Breakup.
Oh.
Starring my guy, Vince Vaughn. Okay, very funny. And Jennifer Aniston. Take a listen.
I busted my ass all day cleaning this house and then cooking that meal, and I worked today. It would be nice if you said thank you and helped me with the dishes.
Fine. I'll help you do the damn dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes? Are you telling me that you're upset because I don't have a strong desire to clean dishes?
No, I'm upset because you don't have a strong desire to offer to do the dishes.
I just did.
After I asked you.
I have never felt something so deeply in my entire life.
I was going to say, I'm still confused by that scene.
It's nothing confusing about it as a woman, and you should be confused because you play the role of Vince Vaughn every day, DJ Automatic, in our relationship.
Well, I don't understand why somebody would be excited about doing dishes.
No. It's not about doing the dishes. It's about wanting
to do the dishes. No, who wants to do the dishes?
It's about wanting to help your partner when they sacrifice so much to make life easier for you.
There it is. And these arguments are the reason why I enjoy being single.
And that also explains why you want to cry and laugh at the same time.
It sure does, DJ Automatic. And I bet there's a lot of ladies listening right now that no matter what rom-com they put on, and their man might fight it, right? Might say, I don't want to watch it. He loves it just as much as they do.
Are you asking women to rat out their men?
I am. 877-730-DCS1, because I feel like we left a bunch off the list.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Such sad news. A couple of days ago, actor Val Kilmer passed away at age 65. His only child, his daughter, revealed that he died of pneumonia. I thought maybe it was because of his cancer that he had back in, I think, 2017.
Yeah, he had throat cancer.
Yes, he had throat cancer. He was a big smoker. He smoked. He was a chain smoker. And he 100%, got rid of the cancer, was in remission the whole time. Unfortunately, he succumbed to pneumonia. But she said she wants everybody to be reminded of what a great actor he was. I didn't know he was classically trained. The man went to Juilliard.
Yeah. I mean, he had huge roles. I mean, Batman. Yes. He was the Iceman in Top Gun.
Oh, remember this?
You are still dangerous. You can be my wingman anytime. Most you can be mine.
So cool. So cool. And he was in the last Top Gun, the remake, or not the remake, I guess the part two that Tom Cruise did. Tom Cruise said, I couldn't do it without him. And so they even added the fact that he had had throat cancer in. He was Jim Morrison in The Doors.
Yeah.
Remember that one? That was one of his best roles ever.
Also, too, he was like one of America's like first cool one-line comedic actors. Like he has very iconic scenes. For me, I know him most for Doc Holliday in Tombstone. And yeah, the Huckleberry line, everything. He just has
this one right here.
I'm your Huckleberry.
So great. That moment. I'm going to watch that movie tonight, Anthony.
Man, he did mean a lot to me. Actually, I have like a, I would say it's like a 2x4 painting of Doc Holliday, but Val
Kilmer's
Doc Holliday.
It's a big painting of Val Kilmer.
You've seen it, Otto?
Yeah, I've seen, he used to have it up in the place. Like,
now, for me, it means so much more to me. But the problem is, it's at my friend's garage, and when I moved out, I told him, I was like, hey, bro, you could keep it if you want.
You gave it to him?
I tried to give it to him. And at the time, Mason was like, no, I don't want it, bro. I'm good.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I hope he doesn't switch up on me because now I really
now
want,
you want it back.
Now I really want my painting back. So it's in his garage right now.
Well, just go get it.
Yeah, I got to fly across the country and go scoop it up. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
What if he has it in his house?
I don't know. Yeah.
See, what if he's going to
have it hanging
house?
Now. He's going to be in memorial of Val.
Do I trust Mason?
But you gave it to him already.
I tried to give it to him.
Can't give it to him and then take it back.
I tried. He said, no, he didn't want it. So hopefully he sticks to his guns.
And he doesn't want it.
I hope he doesn't want it because now I really
you should
want
just
it.
Call him and say, hey, bro, I'm coming into town. I'm going to pick up that painting you didn't want. Remember you there told me you didn't
we'll,
want it?
We'll phrase it as that.
That's what you'll say right there. No, I know, Automatic, you had some run-ins with Val Kilmer.
Yeah, so when I was younger, like very young, 2021, I just started DJing. He would come to this Tuesday night I would do all the time, and he would sit up, and you could still smoke in the bar at this time. That's how I knew he was a chain smoker. But he'd find himself a lady, and he would stick around for, hour and a half, have a couple drinks, and then and that lady would go home.
So cool.
I felt like he would just like, he'd literally just pop in for a little bit, show up.
So that was the objective.
Yeah, he'd find himself a girl and then go home.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm your Huckleberry.
Obviously. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. Is there one role in particular that you felt he just did such a wonderful job on, and you're going to watch the movie this weekend? Because I feel like a lot of us are going to be catching up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hershey's Kisses has a new flavor, and I'm excited. Automatic's got all the details and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, first hashtag. The new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, has a new elite civilian investigative and special operations force to fight the drug cartels. So she is openly saying, we're going to take on cartels. And she is asking for the U.S. to take on drug use. And also she's driving opportunity in Mexico so that people have other options.
So basically,
besides joining
she's like,
cartel.
We'll take care of the supply. You guys take care of the demand.
Yeah, so it's not going to work because
people aren't going to stop doing drugs.
They're not. I don't know what the answer is, except that maybe we deal with addiction, right? We really get to the root of that problem, Automatic. And then
we saw what the DARE program did. Nothing. That's just, I'm sorry.
There's got to be a way, though, to control it. Maybe somebody who's listening has some ideas. I mean it. 877-730-DCS1. I really think, though, dealing with addiction could help out. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Hershey's Kisses and Cinnamon Toast Crunch have teamed up for a new chocolate little morsel.
This sounds good. I mean, just a little cinnamon and chocolate.
And it has little chunks of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it.
Oh, my there gosh, it is, extra dude. Fat.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch diversifying their portfolio.
I was going to say, they're pretty much everywhere at this point. I feel like I've been talking about
them. Treats as well.
Yeah. Are they a top five cereal?
They're number one in my book.
Oh, and, wow.
Have you had the coffee creamer Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
It's good.
It sounds like it would be good as well.
It is good.
I mean, cinnamon in itself, you know, it's one of the great seasonings.
But the number one cereal?
Yeah. What do you think is the number one cereal, Dana Cortez?
Well, I mean, I like Kix.
Oh,
what is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's like a low sugar cereal.
Oh,
yeah. That's like the most mom answer ever. I want to get I want to get these little kisses and put them inside my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I've liked Kix since I was little.
Wear the one that asked for extra homework from
whatever,
the teacher.
Automatic, whatever. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, it's National Burrito Day.
Woo! Yes. The history of the burrito, it was invented in the 1800s when Mexico was at war with Spain, and the men had to figure out how to carry their food, and so they wrapped the meat and contents inside the tortilla, and they put it on their donkeys.
Boom.
The burros, and therefore, we have the most amazing invention of all time.
Yep.
It was one of the greats.
Popularized once the microwave became a thing, and everyone at home can do frozen burritos. So, yeah.
I don't co-sign on that, but okay.
Yeah, it's history. It's part of history.
I mean, if that's what popularized the burrito.
There's one of us in the studio that still puts tortillas in a microwave, so it's not really history. Anthony.
It is. Anthony, hey, it's comedy. You go to theburritogallery.com if you want to search for this yourself, but the microwave is the cause for America.
It was written by a colonizer. What's next?
We're all colonizers, if you think about it. All right, we'll go right along next to World Party Day, y'all. Woo! Come on. It's World Party Day, everybody.
Every day here on the Dana Cortez Show. Let's go.
What makes it World Party Day?
You know what?
It's just April 3rd? Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. Automatic.
Maybe we're celebrating the anniversary of the cell phone. It is the anniversary of the cell phone. On this day in 1973, a man named Martin Cooper made the first ever cell phone call. So shout out to Martin Cooper for gluing us in.
Amazing that used to, it looked like this giant suitcase, like a small suitcase, and now you have a computer in your hand.
And that we're all addicted to it.
It's like my third arm. I don't even want to leave home without it. What was the first cell phone you ever bought?
Oh, I had the Nokia. The brick phone. The small little brick phone.
You could still use your Nokia phone.
Yeah, you could use it as a weapon too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.